All right, Tamusa, let's begin. So we left off on page Kufav. Madua. Madua, let's begin from the beginning of that section again. So Madua, so remember again, we spoke about this idea that the importance of being present in the moment in which you find yourself and fully committing yourself to that particular moment. And yet, we discussed the idea that it's so difficult for people, right? A person has a couple of minutes to be able to be alone with themselves, to be able to, become a little bit of the man of solitude. And yet, it seems to be that we avoid that at all costs by filling our time with other things. So, why is that? So, he says, Poshut biyoser, mishum she'eno mevin l'shem ma'alav. The simple answer is because we don't exactly know why is it important for me to savor those moments of solitude. Ma ba'ya b'ma sh'ani osa. What's the problem with what I'm doing? Hakol b'seder, everything is good. V'chi mirani l'mishu b'zesha akra itom. Am I harming someone when I read the newspaper? I remember his mashal from yesterday. As I come home, the house is quiet. I actually have a few minutes like to be alone with myself. But instead, what do? I open up the paper. Am I hurting someone by opening the paper? Haim azik l'mishum erin telephone. Adrabba, his kashar ti l'drosh b'sholem yedidia ha'ov. Shemosamech b'kach. And it will it hurt if I have a few minutes and I pick up the phone and I call my friend who is so happy to hear from me? Lamalo, what's the problem? Hazmanim sheyesh lanu efsharos lihios b'hem levad. Eitzel rov ha'anoshim hem inam merubim hem mo'atim. We're both saying, the truth is, the moments that we have for personal solitude and the moments that we have just to be alone with ourselves are very few and far in between. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'anik lanu l'pamim b'soch ma'alech ha'chaim z'mane sheket she'be'efsharuseinu l'natzlam lanuach ma'at. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a couple of beautiful moments of quiet in our otherwise manic and hectic lives. Lachios k'tzas b'sheket. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes delivers these moments to our doorsteps, not often, but every once in a while. Einenu medabrim adayin amachshavos amukos. Remember, we're not yet talking about deep thoughts. Amahalich b'niya machshavti, or again, or about how to build, literally, mahalich b'niya machshavti, to build like a strong intellectual approach. Anachnu medabrim al davar pashut biyoser. We're talking about a very simple idea, that in life it's important, laseis lemoach, you have to give your mind a little bit of time to rest. To be able to go ahead and leave a little bit from active life. So here's what's interesting. So what does it mean I have to give my mind a rest? I have to give myself an opportunity to disconnect. I have to become a little bit of solitude man. He says, solitary man. Now, people think about when they think about this going ahead and removing myself and taking a mental break. So often what they assume is that means to replace the normal course of my life with something else. Pachos roish oyos roish rak lasheves b'sheket ulehargia kamadakos. For example, sometimes everybody needs some time to relax and dive this. So a person will say, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit and read the paper. I'm going to sit and watch a movie. So these are things that people will actively do in order to relax, in order to disconnect. So while where the Mechaber is saying, that's fine, but that's not what he's referring to over here. What he's referring to over here is taking a few moments where ultimately I'm not doing anything else. I'm not doing anything else. I'm allowing myself to be alone with myself just for these few moments. V'histragel sheyish olam shein bo klum. A person has to habituate himself to realize that there is a world in which there is nothing. Lo chadashot, there's no news. Lo tirdot v'lo esukim, there's nothing weighing on me. There's nothing to be involved in. Hu yoshev b'sheket nach. He sits in quiet at rest. At rest. You know, I'll say this, so they would call this today meditation, right? But the idea is that a person just takes a few more. And again, remember, he's not talking about spending hours on a hilltop, and maybe that'd be nice also. It's not taking 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just where a person sits down, closes their eyes, and is alone with themselves. He says, Baschala Zenir la Adam Muzar Ma'od. Ma'od Muzar. He says, in the beginning, when we speak about these things, it sounds very strange to a person. He says, Lo chaval al azman. Right, so chaval al azman means, is that not a waste of time? Right here, so what you want me to sit there with looking into space for 5 minutes and what? Mishik tas yose ruchani omar. So somebody who's a little bit more from will say what? That Talmud Torah connected kulam. Adif la sheves velilmol bechamish takos halalu chaval lehem. All right, you know what? If I'm going to have 10 minutes, you know what? Let me sit and learn. Let me sit and learn. I'm going to sit and look at his count ceiling dials. You know what? Why don't they do something productive? So Zenach, listen to how profound this is. Zenachon velonachon. This is true and not true. How so? Adam she'en lo, say, listen to how profound this is. Adam she'en lo yishuv adas. Or I will say, a person who doesn't have yishuv adas, I don't know a good English translation for it. Peace of mind. Maybe that is a good English translation for it. Good. Peace of mind, I was going to call it like an inner tranquility. A person who doesn't have, okay, but we're going to go with much. Person who doesn't have peace of mind. So what happens? Gam limudo eno nasa kimo shetzarech. Even when he learns, his learning is not the way it should be. Avodaso haruchanis einenu kimo shetzarech. His spiritual service is not as it should be. Hashalom bayis shelo lo kimo shetzarech. His relationship with shalom bayis is not as it should be. Vatorah vatfila shelo. And even his davening and his learning are not done in the right way. I've also said it's an amazing thing. A person who doesn't have peace of mind doesn't have the ability to focus on the task at hand. When you don't have the ability to focus on the task at hand, remember, as you said before, in reality, you do nothing right. Right? When you're going ahead and you're spending time trying to work on your marriage, you're not totally devoted to that. When you're davening, you're not totally devoted to that. When you're learning, you're not totally dead. And this is mamish. This is what we all encounter. This is what we all encounter, right? When we're davening, we're really learning also. And when we're learning, we're also working. And when we're working, we're trying to hop in some learning. And when we're home, we're trying to do a little bit of work. I mean, so says the Mechaber so profoundly. If there's no yishuv adas, if there is no peace of mind, if there's no inner quietude, you can't really do anything well. Because also remember, his whole idea of this inner quietude, this peace of mind, this yishuv adas, this becoming solitary man, is there to do what? What does it accomplish? It teaches me how to focus on one thing at a time. And it teaches me how to devote myself totally to the matter at hand. Well, if I master that art, it's something amazing. Everything I do, I'll do better. Now, maybe it'll kind of take me a little bit more time because I'm only doing one thing at a time. Okay. But you know what? Chances are you will do each of those individual things much, much better. In order for a person to live in the right way, a person has to master the art of attaining peace of mind. The Yishuv Hadas nikne la'adam. And I will say, peace of mind is only accomplished if what? If you're able to be alone with yourself, if you're able to have life quiet, even just for a few minutes. If you can't accomplish that, then by definition, there is no peace of mind. Tap of Kovzayim. This doesn't require, you know, everybody wants peace of mind. So, you know what I'm going to do? I need to take a vacation. I'm going to take off a week. I'm going to go ahead and go to some place in the middle of nowhere. So he says, you don't have to do that. That's not, I mean, you may a person should do that also. But that's not how you acquire peace of mind. Klal uklal lo. Medabrim anu alazmanim hamu'atim shebin koveko kayomim besidir yomo shel adam. Where do we know the way to acquire peace of mind is by taking advantage of those moments that come up all of the time throughout one's day. And also I want to point out, lav davka, they come up through one's day, but rather you have to seize them, meaning the potential for them is there. You have to seize them. Bizmanim elu, alav lahargia ma'at es atzmo. A person has to go, him bekach, she yismaki b'mashu osa. So we'll say again, the way we acquire peace of mind throughout the day is done in one of two ways. Number one, focus. If a person can, and we'll say, this is really, it sounds so simple, but we know it's so hard. if a person just conditions themselves to focus on the particular thing that they are doing. So focus. Whatever I'm doing, that's what I'm doing 100%. I'm not doing anything else until I finish this particular matter. That's piece number one, because that teaches me the art of focus. The art of focus ultimately is what allows a person to be present in the moment. That's step number one. Step number two is literally just taking a few minutes each and every day for quiet. However you're going to accomplish that, you're going to sit in a room and close your eyes, you're going to take a walk, you're going to go in your car and drive somewhere, not with the radio on and not speaking on your Bluetooth and not doing all the other stuff, but quiet. Quiet. And I'm also going to remember, he's not talking about an hour. It's true. We know it because when you have those moments, you feel rejuvenated. You feel refreshed. Not an hour, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. He says, Mishalo Nisa Zo, someone who's never tried this, Lo Maven Machavim Sham. Mamar Gishim Sham. Ma Efshal Aso Sham. So I will say sometimes when we hear things like this, we say, I don't even know what you're talking about because you really don't know what he's talking about unless you try it. He says, Ava Misha Nisa Zo, but someone who has tried this, Yodea Shalafeta Gila. He knows that amazingly enough, he has an immediate revelation. Ani Adam Chadash. A person after a few moments of just quiet. A person after learning the art of focus. We'll say again, you know, when you go ahead and you're focusing on something and you shut out everything else until you finish the task at hand, when you finish the task at hand, you feel accomplished. No matter what it is, a person after these processes feels like a new person. Zu einena guzma ba'ala. This is not an exaggeration. Ela be'enes ha'adam megala shekiv yachlu adam chadash. A person is literally able to find within himself almost a new part of his persona. Let's go a little bit weiter. Madua. So again, another why. Ki kefishe be'arnu ha'ani shala adam murkav mishnei chalakim. So we'll say again, as we've said before, the person is made up of two parts. Ha'chilik sha'adam ponu lezulasom. Remember, there are two parts to man. There's social man and solitary man. Social man ultimately yearns for relationships with others. Solitary man craves time to be alone with himself. If a person only lives his life focusing on social man and doesn't really give the time to be alone with solitary man, who be'etzem makir rak chatzi me'atzmo. In reality, he's only focusing on half of his self. Uba'omek pachos mi'chatzi. Chaser lo esa chatzi hanikra ani kishela atzmi. So we'll say again, if a person takes no time to be solitary man, then ultimately all he is 50% of himself. Yesh olam shu etzem ha'ani shala adam imatzmo. There's a whole world that's built on solitary man, man with himself. Ze olam shalo rabim akiramo. So this is a world that many don't know. Lo chas shalom itoch kavana shalo lo lahakiroso. It's not because a person doesn't care or doesn't want to understand it. Elam itoch tirdas hachayim. But rather again, why don't we know often solitary man? Because we've got a lot of, we're very busy. There's a lot going on. Often again, it's a person doesn't even realize that such a world actually exists. So we'll say, and we'll stop over here for today. But what comes out, I think, from here is something amazing. So remember, just to review, we have two different parts of our persona. Social man, solitary man. Social man we know well, because social man is man who interacts with the world around him. Solitary man is a little less well known. Less well known because we're a little too busy to find him, or because very often we can't relate to him. The solitary man is man who focuses on himself. And solitary man comes out or manifests in two ways. Number one is focus, the ability to go ahead and focus myself on a particular task at hand and focus myself to the point of completion, to the exclusion of everything else. Part two is the ability to take a little bit of time to be alone with myself, not leisure time, not recreation time, not time to relax. Those are different things. But Adam Levado, ultimately, solitary man needs time to be alone with himself. Time where he does nothing. He doesn't read the paper. He's not watching a movie. He's not talking to his wife. But time where he's ultimately just going ahead and thinking about himself. Whatever that means. And whatever his mind is going to go to. Whatever he's going to do. But he's alone with himself. Only if a person exercises these two things does a person come to understand the world of solitary man. All right, we'll stop over here for today.